when Doc was 10 years old, he left Deep Gap, North Carolina, and went down to Raleigh, about 5 or 6 hours away, to essentially what is the North Carolina School for the Blind. And it was there that this guy, Paul Montgomery, I think was his name, showed him three chords on the guitar, G, C, and D. And since this was a workshop, here's G, here's C, here's D. Thank you so much. You're welcome.
It's that simple. Yes, you too can play like Brian Sutton after three easy chords.
Doc was at the School for the Blind for a few years there, and he came home when he was 13 at one point, and somebody had loaned a guitar. He didn't own a guitar at that point. He was borrowing something from a friend of his, and his dad, General Watson, came through the door, again, a great influence on Doc, and heard Doc playing these chords, and said, I didn't know he had to play the guitar, and Doc said, yeah, I'll pick it up there at the school. And General Watson said, well, if you learn a song by the end of the day, learn a whole song, by the time I get home from work, I'll go to the Sears and Roebuck catalog and buy you a guitar. And sure enough, Doc learned a song that day and got a Stella acoustic guitar from the Sears and Roebuck catalog that his dad bought. What year that was when he was 13, I guess it would have been 1936. What song was it? I don't know what song it was. Can do some Googling for that, I guess. And then it was around a few years later than that, 1940, Doc finally bought his own guitar. It was a D28, 1940 D28. Pretty boss cat of a thing, but of course, you know, he made a deal with the shop where he bought it, and the owner of the shop allowed him to get on a payment plan, and so that's when Doc first started his musical career, was to try to make money in little gigs on the side of the street, busking, or he would enter contests and win money to help pay for this guitar. And that's when he first started kind of getting the bug, I guess, for playing in front of people and realizing that he could do something, you know, as a blind kid, and feeling like he, you know, he was, you know, already kind of confident from his dad's you know, encouragement there, and just must have been great to be him, and just feeling that, you know, he had the whole world in front of him, and instead of being you know, I've got this handicap and I'm just destined to some kind of you know, low paying kind of situation for the rest of my life, and dealing with this, you know, he was just confident and knew that he could go out and conquer the world. It was really great. And so Doc was influenced by a lot of different guitar players around, you know, this time, 40s and through the 50s, and one of the guys was Merle Travis. Doc had a great ear for music and a great ear for discovering things. And like I said earlier, he was way into country music and electric guitar playing and rockabilly. And you know, he loved his old songs and his church songs and Sunday school songs that he called them, and stuff his mother and dad would sing and his uncles and the fiddlers would play around there. But he also loved to just hear what was new at the time. And there was this cat, Merle Travis, who came out with this way to play the guitar. And Doc always did it great in his shows, where he kind of demonstrated, you know, when he heard Merle, it sounded like two different people playing. Because you heard the bass note. But he also heard a melody going on during all that, you know. So Doc said, I sort of worked with that a little while and realized what Merle was doing, and realized that he could play the melody and the rhythm at the same time, and it sounded like this.